Well, in Richmond, Virginia today, an historic moment as crowds gathered this morning to watch crews remove a 12-ton statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
The people united will never be defeated!
That statue along Monument Avenue loomed large. It was a focal point last year for protests against police brutality and racism after the murder of George Floyd. Some see its removal as a symbol of change. Jad Khalil is Richmond reporter for Radio IQ and Virginia Public Radio. Jad, hugely symbolic, but also huge. It was on top of a 40-foot pedestal, one of the largest, most recognizable Confederate statues in the country. We'll post video, but describe what it was like to watch it come down.
You know, it was very surprising how quick it came down, actually, because the city has taken down statues in the past, and it took a lot longer. The state is the one that took this statue down, and they did a lot of forward planning for it. They had surveyed the site and, prepared it for the removal. So that was actually what struck me the most. But, you know, the history of it is just, you know, undeniable. This is, you know, one of the biggest symbols of racism in Virginia and probably the country, I think, that's really kind of blasted into national recognition during the protests last summer.
Sure, if you've ever been there, you've seen it. And Richmond was the capital of the Confederacy during most of the Civil War. Robert E. Lee was the Confederate general. They fought to keep slavery. So now it comes down. Give us more context, about this decision. How divisive was it?
So there was a lot of legal context that was behind it. So there was a law in Virginia on the books for a while that said that cities and localities couldn't take down war memorials, and Confederate monuments fell into that. Eventually, that law was repealed, and it was up to localities whether they wanted to remove it. But, you know, what really made the statues come down was the protests last summer. That really took it all down. And like you said, that this was a focal point. You know, everyone was gathering around the statue during the protests after the murder of George Floyd. And this site became kind of a gathering place that people were trying to, you know, build something and build movements and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That the protesters really were kind of the tipping point in removing these statues.
But we're imagining, we've seen this elsewhere. It meant different things to other people. There might have been, I'm sure, white residents for them. It stood for their ancestors fighting for states' rights. I mean, did people show up today who were bemoaning it coming down?
I haven't seen anyone today. Yesterday there was a individual that came and I guess a burnout is kind of the right word. He's kind of was squealing around in tires around the statue. And then he said that he wanted to see the statue one last time. But otherwise, there hasn't been very much pushback. I think that the authorities were taking precautions in case there was going to be something happening. They cordoned off the area and they used really large trucks to prevent any sort of vehicle attack. You'll remember that there was a white nationalist protest that happened in Charlottesville, and a person rammed a car through that protest and killed someone. So, and that was also for a statue of Robert E. Lee, which is the same person that was in the statue that they took down today.
Well, today's removal was live streamed. The public was invited. That isn't always the case when, controversial statues come down. What were people who were there in favor of coming down? What were they saying? What was it like?
I heard a lot of stuff about, this as a symbol. So it could be a symbol in that, you know, we're taking it down and there's still a lot of work to do in terms of addressing issues of institutional racism. A lot of activists here also kind of see this removal as a symbol also of getting rid of a distraction so people could address kind of the real issues. But generally people seem to be happy, lots of cheers. But also because it happened so quick, you know, we were kind of expecting larger crowds than we got.
Yeah. If you think it would take more time with all the tonnage there. But we got about half a minute here. What might replace it?
So it's kind of up in the air still what's going to happen with not just this area, but kind of Monument Avenue as a whole. Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, which is a state museum, is kind of taking the lead on that.
Okay,
well, but it's still going to be decided.
We'll follow that. Jad Khalil, Richmond reporter for Radio IQ and Virginia Public Radio there in Richmond. Thank you so much.
Thank you.